Stats Canada released their production report on Thursday, and it was a little bit negative to the wheat and to the canola markets. What was surprising is the fact that canola and wheat up in Canada both produced record crops for Canada this past year. Total wheat production came in at 39.95 million metric ton. That's up 11% from the previous year. And it's up from the previous record that was set in 2013 at 27.53 million metric ton. So it shattered the previous record. And a lot of it was not, it was due to the fact that they had a lot better yield than anticipated. Actually, acres were down, but yield was up, and that's how they received a record production for wheat. Durum production came in at 7.13 million metric ton. That was up 12%. Spring wheat production was estimated at 29.26 million metric ton. That was up 10%. Winter wheat production was down or was projected to come in at 3.56. That was up 17% from the previous year. So overall, wheat production pretty strong in Canada. For canola, production came in at 21.8 million metric ton. That was up 13% from last year and a record production. And same as what we saw in wheat, it wasn't because of acres. Acres were actually lower again for 2024. Yield was at a record, and that pushed the crop to produce a record crop for Canada. Overall, this is a little bit negative to the U.S. as it brings in more competition, especially on the wheat side. As we Canada is one of the major exporting countries and a strict or strong competitor with the US because of the same classes of wheat. Canola, on the other hand, it just because of the trade deal or trade war going on with China, it basically means that there's going to be more canola available to come across into the US.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.